CliffCentral.com. Weekdays from 3 to 6. This is Coleman on Cliff Central.
Sure is. And this... Relax, it's Flax. No. You're supposed to say, this is Michael Flax and this is Relax, it's Flax.
Oh, okay. Let's redo that.
Coming on Cliff Central and this...
Michael Flax and this is...
Is Michael Flax.
This is...
Is.
Is Michael Flax.
I say
Flax.
This. I say... So... Oh, Flax. Hang on. Here we go. Okay, I'm going to play the sting.
Okay.
So the sting goes, this is Coleman on Cliff Central, and then I say, and this, and then you say,
is Michael Flax,
and this is Relax.
And this is Relax.
You know, like,
Flax.
This is American Idol.
Mm.
You gotta hype the people up.
Okay.
You gotta power it.
Okay.
Okay, psych yourself up.
I'm ready.
There you go. All right. Let's play this.
Coleman on CliffCentral.com.
And this is...
Is Michael Flax, and it's Relax, it's Flax. Relax, it's Flax.
There you go.
There was an echo there. I like that effect you put on.
Okay, beautiful. I totally did that. What do we do in Relax, it's Flax?
Well, we relax, we kick back, we chill, we have a good time. It's like just chilling with your buddies while you watch the soccer or you play PlayStation, you play... FIFA or something like that.
So,
you know?
Relaxing with Flax.
There's banter, there's information passed, there's lists how to get girls. I mean, it appeals to both male and female.
Possibly the most informative half hour in the world.
Listen, it bypasses Sky News, CNN.
Yeah, I mean, they're so boring.
Their ratings have nothing on this show.
Nothing on this show.
Nothing.
All right, so we're going to kick it off with what today on Relax, It's Flax?
I'm going to tell you how to get the girl slash guy of your dreams.
Okay, give it to me.
So, it's important to make a good first impression. I mean, now's winter, you want a girlfriend, you want to settle down. You don't want to be going out to these clubs or bars in the freezing cold looking for a companion to keep you warm at night. You don't want to go buy a cat or a dog because that's high maintenance. So when you finally like find a girl, first impressions count. Once you find like the courage to go up to her, don't be like stupid and say something, nice weather we're having here. Because that's a bad first impression.
That's not a good first impression.
You must come in with like an opening line like, wow, is it true what they say about brunettes? Like, that's pretty funny.
Okay, but you didn't finish it.
No, I didn't.
What do they say about brunettes?
You see?
Oh, there's no pickup line.
There's nothing. It's just a one-liner. There's no rapport to it. There's no answer. There's nothing. It's purely just to break that first layer of ice with you.
Okay,
So it makes sense.
So just hello.
No, hello is dead-ended.
Oh, so you got to say... What?
So imagine I saw a girl in a bar and I said hello, and then she says hello, and then I say how are you? She says good, and you? And then I say good. Convo done. Ended.
Okay, so you would rather say?
I'd rather come in there and say, hey, is it true what they say about brunettes? Or, wow, you look like trouble. And then she has a little giggle, it's a bit of a laugh, a little banter, and then we get the ball rolling from there.
Okay, is this
working
for you?
You can't build a snowman without snow.
That is true. You can't build a snowman without snow. Okay, so that's a very important... What else?
Let's see. What else did I make on my list? Stop trying to impress so hard.
Stop trying
Some girls don't dig that, eh? Some like it, some don't, but there's like a medium you need to find. You can't be buying them flowers 24/7 because now you've set like a...
A bar.
A bar. That's the word I was looking for. That now you have to keep buying them flowers, and if you don't buy them flowers, you don't love them. So stop trying to impress him with your cool slang and your what in the club. Like, trying to impress him, I've got this cool job, I make this amount of money. They don't care.
Okay, so what do you impress women with?
I just talk to them. I don't try and impress them. I'll buy you a drink, but I'll say, next one's on you.
Ah, so you kind of put the ball back in their court.
So I'll make you stick around for longer now.
Okay, what else?
But that's a big one, eh? I cannot emphasize more.
Okay, let's re-emphasize it.
Do not try and impress them.
Do not try and impress them. So just, you know, just hang back.
Just hang back. Who uses that word?
Just hang back. Just hang back.
That's kinda like before you're about, like, say you're in like a group of friends and your one friend wants to fight and you don't want to get in the fight.
You
say to the guy next to you, just hang back.
Just hang back.
Just hang back.
We'll watch. Everyone's going to get a chance. Okay. What else?
So you need to banish your inner wuss.
Banish your inner wuss.
Yes. So you need to stop being so scared of rejection.
Okay.
Why is everyone laughing? Jono's listening.
Banish your inner wuss to get your inner...
You're in a girl. The girl that you want.
Yeah, that's it.
Your girl of your dreams or the guy of your dreams. You need to think that you're the macho man. You can't be scared to approach them. They can sense this. You can sense if someone's scared to approach you.
But what if you are scared?
You need to just ignore that. You need to fight the urge.
Okay. Not everyone's as confident as what you are, Flax.
No, but it's not about confidence. It's all about faking it till you make it.
Because we actually got video footage of you walking into a club the other night.
And
well, let's play the video footage.
I'm sexy and I know it. Sexy and I know.
No, sorry, that's the wrong clip. You actually walked into the club and did this.
That's really funny.
Okay, so you got to be confident. And you got to fake it if you aren't confident.
Fake that confidence.
Okay.
Because people can read if you're confident or not from body language and stuff.
Mm.
And it's such a put-off.
What is confident body language?
Just upright posture, hands not in pockets. Don't mumble your words. Like, touch them. Like, give them a slight touch on the shoulder or something.
Touching, okay.
Or touch their hair. Or maybe, like, bounce your finger on their nose and be like, hey, cutie.
Bounce your finger on their nose and be...
You know when you bounce your finger
cutie.
On their nose.
Producer Kat, would you please quickly tell me, you're in a club and a guy comes up to you and he bounces his finger on your nose and says, hey, cutie. Tell me, just very quickly, come in here and tell me how you would respond.
I think she'd love it.
Let's see what she would say.
It's what I call instant attraction.
Get on over there, Mike Forster. You're in the club. Hang on, let me put you in the club real quick. Bum.
Everybody in the club getting tipsy.
No. We could do this. Okay. So you're in the club, yeah, whatever. A guy approaches you, and then he does what, Flax?
He just bounces his finger on your nose.
And he says?
Says, hey, cutie.
Okay.
I'd go to the bouncer and tell him that guy touched me inappropriately. And then they'd have you removed from the club.
But it was just a bounce on
the
nose.
You can't just touch people.
On the nose?
It doesn't matter way.
It's like, hey, I got your nose.
Oh, wow.
What am I, 3 years old? No, Mike, don't do that to chicks in the club.
I'm telling you, it works.
Just a...
When last were you in a club?
Ooh, brother. It's been a while, yeah.
Actually, yeah, you need some love help.
It was the Cliff Central party where I performed.
Where's the love?
I don't do clubs just because I'm, like, over it in my life.
Do you not do boyfriends either?
I do. You're not going to find them in a club.
Where'd you find them?
Black people don't go to bars. We don't even know where they are.
So where'd you find love?
In the street.
That's fantastic.
In my hood.
Good to learn that as well. So that's Kat there and what she gets up to at night. Cindy Monroe on WeChat says, I'd say that he's going to get a smack. How is she to know what he's going to do? You know?
Are you still with the bounce on the nose?
Yeah.
Oh.
We're still there.
No, don't hate it till you try it.
Okay, just, you know, just give a
bounce.
Tap. There you go. Okay. What else?
Please yourself. Now you're thinking dirty things, but let me take your mind out the gutter.
Mm.
You need to be pleased with yourself and what you need to know exactly what you want, the type of girl you want and the type of girl you deserve.
What type of girl do you want?
I want, okay, now I've been very much into what they term trophy girlfriends.
Yeah.
Now I've cut that completely. I'm looking for America's next sweetheart.
Okay.
So
in Africa. Good luck with that search. You might need to be in the right country first.
But like that girl next door kind of vibe.
Okay.
I've completely cut off the trophy girlfriends. I'm now looking for someone that's kind on the inside. No, that's cute on the inside and the outside. I don't even know. There's some saying for that.
I feel you, homie.
What type of woman are you looking for?
Well, this is a tricky... So, first of all, I recently got Tinder, which I've had for like a couple of days.
What's your radius?
You know what the most annoying thing to me about Tinder is? Is that every girl that I'd look at the profile, the first connection is Michael Flax. Which means you have some form of... And that's an immediate swipe to the What is it? Swipe to the left then.
Oh, no. You must swipe to the right.
I'm going to swipe to the right. You've clearly swiped to the right already.
I've increased my radius to 150 kilometers. Oh,
flex. It is an interesting one, though.
It's amazing, Tinder. You can even link up your Instagram profile.
I know. So, yeah, you can do that.
What pictures have you chosen for Tinder? What's your bio?
I don't know.
This is something we share in common. We need to dwell on it.
I don't know. I don't know. What? It's like one picture.
What's your swipe right percentage to your swipe left?
I don't know. I don't think it's very good.
Are you looking into profiles? Because I'm sometimes on the first photo, but that sixth photo in the bikini, I'm like, hell yes.
Yeah, you don't say yes until you've looked at all the photos.
No, sometimes, you know, love at first sight.
No. Sometimes you can think that you're going to say yes, and then you look at all the photos, and then you say no. So before I say yes, I always look at all the photos.
That's called a shoulda moment.
What's that?
Like when you swipe right after seeing the first picture, but you should have looked at that last one.
Cindy in Ireland says that you got her on Tinder.
Tinder's unbelievable.
Your radius must have been like global.
No, I got her on Tinder, not...
Oh, okay. And
I've got an age limit.
Do you think it's working out for
her?
What is your age limit?
My age limit, I had it down to 18 because I was going through a rough patch, but I picked it back up to 20. So it's now 20 to 27.
Okay.
Because I'm into mature women as well.
Right, there you go.
What's your age?
I don't know. I'm not dwelling on this. What else?
Well, I'm glad you're on Tinder.
Thanks. What else? And screw you for being first connection with 90% of the women on Tinder. What else?
So stop thinking that total 10 women want looks and money. Because that's not true. Some women, like, okay, I've had this theory for quite a while and I'm going to let it out now. Though hot girls in the club, no one goes for because they're so hot that you think you're going to get rejected. So no one goes for them. That's why that guy that has the courage and the confidence to go for them actually
is the one that gets him.
Yes, is the one that gets him. So it doesn't matter how bad looking or, well, don't be like obese, but it doesn't matter like about like your money situation or that. Have the confidence and you'll attract the right woman. She'll go for it.
What's the worst that could happen when you tap someone on the nose and they...
Well, you bounce your finger on the nose.
Get you arrested.
Tap them on the nose. I'm telling you it works. I'll send you a Snapchat of me.
You know,
doing
a lot of guys are going to take that advice and they're going to tap too hard and they're going to break the chick's nose and then they're going to blame Flax. Yeah.
You all think I'm joking with this, eh?
Oh, bro, I tried to tap her on the nose. I didn't realize the power of my fist. Next thing, the chick's bleeding in the club. It's taken there. Oh, not getting 911 came. They're arresting me. I mean, I did the bounce and the tap on the nose. Flex told me to do it, bro. Now I'm sitting here in jail, bro. A tap on the nose.
Just a tap on the nose.
There you go.
Telling you it works. Try it tonight. Go out to your nearest bar, club. Tap a girl on the nose. If it goes south, run. Telling you it works.
I came up
with it today.
Do you think this could work anywhere where there are women?
Yeah, if you do it the right way.
Can you send them to a lesbian bar and see what happens? Teach you about this tap on the nose shit. Okay, what else?
Don't chase. Girls don't like chases.
Yeah. Well, so do you instigate your Tinder conversations?
Yes. Always the same way.
How does it work?
Hey, !! 3 dots. How are you? !!
Oh, that's actually quite a good strategy.
I copy and paste it straight out of notes into Tinder.
Such a loving darling you are.
I've even got my fifth message is, so tell me something about yourself that I don't already know. And then I look into their bio and then I'll find something like it says, I love books. I'll be like, and loving books doesn't count. And then they go, ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha. Very smart, Flax. Very smart.
I'm very good at reading people and situations. Like, I can read body language. I can read women. I can read men. Even through text messages. Like, the other day I was on Tinder. I was chatting to a girl. She says, let's carry on this conversation tomorrow. I said straight, you're probably not going to text me tomorrow. And she did not text me.
That's kind of sad.
No, that was an example of, not for sadness, of how I'm able
That's
to
horrible.
Read body language.
Are you okay?
No, I'm perfectly fine.
So did she unmatch you?
No, she legit just stopped speaking to me.
Okay.
I've had that a few times.
Frankie, do you have Tinder?
Frankie, go Frankie
in the room next door. Sound Maestro. Get in here real quick, Frankie. Sound Maestro, Frankie's in the building. Get onto mic 4 there, the one that's high up, so you don't have to sit in there.
Yeah.
So have you heard of Tinder, Frankie?
I have no idea what Tinder is.
Okay.
Am I supposed to know it?
I don't know. So Frankie, of course, is the Sound Maestro of CliffCentral.com. He does stings and jingles and all of that stuff. Sure, you're here late, Frankie. But talk to me about what do you think Tinder is?
It sounds like an app.
Yeah.
Something technological.
Okay, how's your love life?
Whoa, you don't want to go there, bruh.
What's wrong?
You don't want to go there, bruh.
What's like, happening?
Death threats?
Death threats?
Yeah.
Mm.
You don't want to go there. You asked the wrong man the wrong question at the wrong
Who's
time,
Who's threatening
bruh?
Your life?
Okay, dude, maybe this is like a cool platform.
Yeah.
Okay, I can put this out.
Hit right. it with me, Maestro.
Right. How much time do we have? I'll summarize this. Okay. I'm a creative,
yeah.
right? And as a creative, there's like a spiritual visionary thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Where you just see things that are far away from you.
Listen,
so
you're in a relationship with creativity.
Okay, let me break it down to you. I kind of saw somebody who was talented
yeah.
that I wanted to work with.
Okay.
You get what I mean? Many years ago, just by watching TV, I was like, one day I'm going to work with this person. You get
yeah.
what I mean? And obviously you follow them on Twitter and you let them know that, listen, I like your creativity. One day we're going to work together.
Yeah.
And then every 6 months you'd always go back and send a message to let them know that, hey, one day.
I'm still here.
You get what I mean? I'm still here. We can make this happen. And then recently, after 5 years of like talking to this person, I met them.
Oh, wow.
And we had a business meeting.
Was that here?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. We had.
Is this where you take the guests after the interview?
Is this why you're so late?
That was like a private meeting that I had. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because she's also a creative, and I'm a creative. In fact, I called her in to come and help with the studio.
But where's the relationship part?
So listen to this. Listen to this, Doc.
Okay.
We had a meeting. Everything was perfect.
Yeah.
And then. I was uncomfortable because I had a crush on this person.
The woman you've been stalking for five years that you met with. Okay.
I had a crush on her. So I was like, you know what? If we're going to work together, let me just reveal everything.
Oh, so you told her that you've been watching her for 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
And that was the worst thing ever, bro.
Well, I mean, I don't know how, you know.
Yeah, you don't open up with I've been stalking you for 5 years.
Yeah, that was
while
like,
drooling
was
from the mouth.
So how has this all ended? Because I'm going to give you some advice that Flax gave me just now in terms of how to make this better.
Well, basically, it went with you've been stalking me for 5 years. Get the hell out of my life.
Oh, no, Frankie.
You get what I'm trying to say?
Do you know what you needed to do?
Yeah. You need to bounce on the nose.
Yeah, when you see her, you give a bounce on the nose. You take your finger and you just tap on the nose. Bounce.
And you say, hey, cutie.
And you say, hey, cutie.
Well, that worked, guys.
Well, the Flax says it works.
It's like, have you ever watched those shark documentaries where if you touch their nose, it gets them into like a trance?
No, but...
Whenever a shark attacks you, its nose is the most sensitive part. It works the same with humans.
So just, give a tap on the nose, Frankie.
Why do you think when you hit a man, you hit him in the nose? It's sensitive.
Yeah. But what do you guys think? I mean, like...
I think you should stop stalking her.
Yeah. Thanks very much, Frankie. That's our Sound Maestro. Thanks, Frankie. Good luck with that.
Well, bro, I'm out, bro. Like, from now on, it's just the studio and me.
That's
me,
it. That's
me
it.
All the way, bro.
Get back to that studio.
All
go
right,
make
cool,
it happen.
Man. Big shout out to all my people out there, man.
Nice one. Okay, Flax, what else?
Oh, where were we? Hey, I got lost there. Let me get my where did I say don't chase?
Hey?
I said don't chase, hey?
Yeah, you said don't chase. You said confidence and on the nose.
And the just go for it attitude?
Okay, what's that?
Where just go for it, like
wear Nike tackies on.
No, if you commit for a kiss, don't like go in for a kiss and then like pull back, cuz women or guys can tell when that happens. Like, it causes like an awkward tension. If you're going for a kiss, go for a quick kiss.
I wouldn't give Frankie this advice.
And if you go for one kiss, go for another kiss. You know, don't make it be like one kiss and then you vanish.
Okay, and what makes a good kiss?
That's a good question. It needs to have passion. So you need to, like, grab her hair or...
Tap on the nose.
Tap on the nose. You need to make it, like, intimate that there's no
Where
one else...
Where do you put your hands?
Don't put your hands on her bum because that's so, like, 2012. You need to put it, like, either on his shoulders, somewhere that's saying that I like you, I'm not going to take advantage of you, if that makes sense.
So, so
like
hands on
hair,
the shoulders and then
waist,
pull the hair.
You need to know where's on limits and where's off limits.
Okay, so what would be off limits?
Off limits, private parts, below the knee if you got long hands.
Sure, long
Thighs off limits.
No thigh action.
Yeah, on limits would be like neck, hair, shoulders, waist.
I feel you. Anything else on this topic? I feel like we've exhausted a little.
Yeah,
little.
Once you get her number, you go.
Should we do some Ask Flax real quick?
Yes, sure.
So hashtag Ask Flax on Twitter, on WeChat. Let's take a look what we got here. All right, so first one. Are you still abstinent or are you back to picking up chicks every night of the week? Hashtag Ask Flax.
That's a good question. Who was that from?
That's from Melissa.
Melissa, thank you very much. At the moment, I am no longer abstinent. But due to taking the abstinence, I kind of lost my open inverted commas game, close inverted commas.
Okay.
So I've had to pick that up. I've been going to gym, been doing that whole like look inside yourself to find your outside of yourself sort of thing. So now I'm on my way up.
Like looking in the mirror, but then it's just a bit more of an experience.
Just staring in the mirror, going home and staring in the mirror.
Here's a question from Mariska. Mariska says, do you ever do a number two at work?
No.
Hashtag Ask Flax.
Okay, so this is something only rare few people know. I will go to my gym, which is across the road, and then I will come back.
Okay,
yes.
Cool. Oh, is that? Wow. Mm. Sure, you've been going.
Yeah, well, it's a thing.
Ryan says, when are you going to start rocking the man bun? Hashtag Ask Flax.
Okay, that's a very good question. So far, the back of the hair, as we get closer to the spine, has grown long enough for a man bun, but the front part isn't long enough. So I'm waiting for the front part to meet the back part, then I can create a man bun.
Then a question from actually Jono, producer Jonathan in the room next door. Hashtag Ask Flax. Who is your favorite colleague?
Who's my favorite colleague? Probably Neil Manges.
Who's Neil?
Neil is our sales guy.
Ah, okay. There you go. And what is it that you like about Neil so much?
Ah, he's really funny.
Okay. Is he the guy that you double tap on the nose?
No, no. Okay. He keeps beers in his cupboard. He doesn't think I know about. There's some vodka
okay, so
in
you,
there.
The two of you drink at work, so that's great.
Who's your favorite colleague?
Me.
Who do you think Jono's favorite colleague is?
Producer Jonathan's favorite colleague is probably you, Flax.
Yeah. And
he's probably quite upset that you didn't say that you were his favorite colleague.
Sorry, Jono.
Producer Kat's favorite colleague is probably Sia.
Mm.
Yeah. All right, let's get into some more hashtag Ask Flax questions. Hashtag Ask Flax from... Is it, yeah.
Mamusi.
No, Brandon. Do you know what a kitchen sink is?
Yes, why?
Okay, well, that's all they were asking. Then a question from... Who's this over here? Is it Ryan again? What are you looking for in a female?
What am I looking for in a female? I don't want a girl that's got like attitude, that thinks she's the it girl. I want someone who's down to earth, someone who I can just chill with and relate with, someone I can talk to. Not one of those like preppy girls. What else? Also good looking on the inside and outside, a charity giver, a go-getter, someone that's motivated, that won't want all of my time. Yo, I can go
someone
forever.
You can double tap on the nose.
Yeah, someone I can double tap. Well, I won't need a double tap on the nose.
Okay, just one tap on the nose. There you go. Flax, what else? Now we can speak about the other stuff on Relax, It's Flax.
Yes.
We've got to do it quick, though, because we're running out of time here.
Oh, we'll just dabble in a few stories.
Okay.
So I found this mad story. A guy is removing 29 Miley Cyrus tattoos that he got on himself. He's got like
is
Miley Cyrus. No.
Oh.
His name's Cole McCoyd. So he got divorced, and then he just binged on Miley Cyrus tattoos.
He spent $4,500 on Miley Cyrus tattoos?
Yes, and then Miley Cyrus saw them and said, wow, that's pretty creepy. And now he's getting them all laser, what is that word?
Laser removed.
Laser jiggly.
No, I don't think that's the word.
Laser removal. He's getting laser removal on them.
Okay. And I guess this is really a case of came in like a wrecking ball.
Yeah.
What else?
That's funny. That's really funny. So I've noticed this going viral on the internet like an hour ago. Man falls to death from British Airways plane onto London shop roof.
Horrible.
How the hell do you even get like stuck onto a plane? He was a stowaway.
You probably bought it.
No, he was a stowaway like on one of these airlines, apparently from South Africa.
Oh, just it hasn't and been a good week for us.
He landed on a roof in London.
Jeez, and he's dead.
He's dead.
Oh, that sucks.
But how do you even get
someone
past...
else died? Who's this other oak?
Oh, some guy died because a waiter gave him dishwashing liquid as wine instead of normal wine because they'd mixed up the bottles in the kitchen.
Just guess you don't tip in that case.
That's funny. But not. I'm not laughing.
Then what's the story about this man that cut his girlfriend up?
So a guy and a girl broke up. So a man goes and cuts all his belongings in half and tries to sell them on eBay. Everything that him and his girlfriend had bought together, he cuts directly
like
in half.
He's angry man.
He's having diva tendencies.
He's an angry man. Mm. What's been your worst breakup?
Worst breakup? I haven't really had many breakups because I haven't had many girlfriends.
Okay.
And yours?
Just double tap on the nose. I thought she might have punched you in the nose.
No.
Okay. TV news is soon going to be coming to you from a selfie stick.
Yes. I see Sky News is now, instead of having like a cameraman and stuff, they're going to just have the reporter holding a selfie stick and reporting. How dope is that?
You're big on selfie sticks.
I've got one permanently attached to my car boot.
Okay, I thought you were going to say you had one permanently attached to your crotch.
No. Okay. I don't know what that means.
What's the most important thing we learned on Relax It's Flax this week?
How to get the girl or guy of your dreams and that you can ask me anything with the hashtag AskFlax.
What's the most important thing you can do in a club?
You can just bounce your finger on her nose and go, hey, cutie.
Yeah, there you go. Just a... Hey, cutie, what's happening? I hope that's going to work out for everyone.
Yeah, you guys will mock it for a while until you've tried it. And once you've tried it, it's like having vanilla ice cream. You just want more and more and more.
It's hard being an early adopter.
Yes, I'm an early adopter, and you guys will soon... What you guys call then? Laggers. Oh, you guys are laggers. I'm an early adopter. And you guys will sort of just, as soon as you see it becoming the norm and on TMZ and Jay-Z's doing it and Kanye's doing it and you want to be like Kanye.
Yeah, then I'll get around to it. Flax, how do we keep up with you all day?
All day, every day, you can follow me on at Michael Flax on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. MICHAELFLAX.
Dope. That there is a Relax It's Flax. You can head to cliffcentral.com if you missed out on anything.
Get a taste of the Republic of Extra Cold at the Embassy event on the 27th of June at Nasrec, Johannesburg. This epic event will raise the flag for extraordinary experiences with Boys and Bucks, Casper Nyovest, and many more. With only 4,000 tickets on offer, get yours now for only 200 Rand at CompuTicket or visit castlelight.co.za for more information on the coolest event this winter. Unlock Extra Cold Refreshment. Enjoy responsibly. Not for sale to persons under the age of 18.
Central.com. Weekdays from 3 to 6. This is Hellman on Cliff Central.